Deliverance, thanks for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy, and I'll be your host for today. Hopefully, everybody's been having a good week. God is good. I know some of you are struggling out there financially. Just know that God can make a way where there is no way. I know some of you out there are discouraged or in a state of depression. The Lord wants you to know that this too shall pass. God is into the tiniest details of our lives. You may not see it, but the Bible says that we have to walk by faith and not by sight. And our God is a good God and a loving God and a just God. And He sees everything that's going on with you. And He loves you dearly. He wants you to be an overcomer. And He's standing beside you. The Bible says that He sticks closer than a brother and closer than a friend. And God calls us friends. Isn't that awesome? That God calls us friends. The Bible says that when one friend falls, the other one's there to lift him up. And the Bible also says that iron sharpens iron. What does that mean? If you're new to Christianity and you just accepted the Lord, what does iron sharpen iron mean? That means you want to get in fellowship with other believers in Christ. That means you want to start getting in Bible studies. Start reading your word. That means that when you're discouraged, you're down, and you're depressed, you can call to God and He'll answer you. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." You got a future when you have God on your side. The Bible says that if God is for us, who can be against us? Come on now, I'm preaching. I just want to encourage you today that God fights our battles. And sometimes we try to go out in the world and we try to fight our own battles. And you could get caught in that cycle. How when the Egyptians were in that 40 years of just going around in circles, when it was just a couple of day journey, but they kept doing the same thing, murmuring and complaining, instead of putting their trust in God and looking at the one that can solve all their problems. They were focusing more on the problem and not the problem solver. God knows what you're going through. He knows what you're dealing with. He knows the people that have harmed you or hurt you or treated you bad. He knows it all because He's omnipresent. That means He's everywhere at once. You can't hide from God. You can't lie to God. And God sees everything that's happening behind the scenes. So you just have to start praying to God and say, God, You take over. God, You take over that situation. You take over my job. You take over the unjust situations and reverse them and make them right. And He'll do it. There are so many instances in the Bible where the people got treated unfairly and God gave them justice. Let me give you a perfect example. The story of Job. If you look at the book of Job, Job had it all. A wife, children, a career, animals, a good home. He had it all. And one day, Satan had a conversation with God, and he said, of course He's going to serve you because He has it all. But start taking away what He loves dearly, and let's see if He's still going to serve you. So God gave Satan, the devil, the enemy, permission to attack Job but not kill him. Key word is attack. Attack means when somebody's going to attack you. They attack your body. They attack your finances. They attack your family. But they don't kill you. But they bring trouble and chaos into your life. And that's what Satan did with Job. But Job was still a faithful servant. So what did they take out first? His family, the wife, the children. I mean, the children. And the wife said, stop serving the Lord. And he said, no, I'm still going to serve my God. Because he's with me, because he loves me. Then he took out the children. After the children, what happened? He took away his livestock. After the livestock, he started attacking his body, his skin. Had boils on it. Burns on his skin. At any time in that moment, Job could have gave up on God and said, you know what? I don't want to serve you. All these things are happening to me. I'm getting attacked. I lost my children. You know, my wife. Having problems. At any time, Job could have walked away from it all. But instead, he stuck with God. And what did God do? God gave him a double portion. God gave him more children. God gave him more livestock. And God blessed him. God took away those boils on his skin. But he had to be obedient. And he had to press through that trial. He pressed through that tribulation. He pressed through that turmoil. He didn't give up. And a lot of you out there are giving up. The first sign of attack from the enemy, you give up. The first sign of attack from your family, you give up. God doesn't want us to give up. He wants us to finish the race. When you start a race out, there's runners at the starting line. Let's say it's a track race. There's runners at a starting line. They all start the same. The person blows the whistle and they all run. Some are ahead of the others. Some are behind. Some are just right. Some are in the middle. It doesn't matter how you start the race. What matters most is if you finish the race. You know, if you finish in first, you get a trophy. Finish in second or third, you get a ribbon or a medal. Even if you finish last, you have the accomplishment or the knowing to know that you did your best. That you tried your best. And that's what God wants us to do. To do our best. God gave his best, his son Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross for our sins. So why can't we give him our best? You may be asking, well, Kathy, how can I give my best to God? God has it all. Give your best the moment you wake up. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. Because I know today is not promised. Give God your best. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to spend 30 minutes of my free time to read the Word. Or thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you for my spouse. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my job. Thank you for putting a roof over my head. Food on the table. Thank you, Lord, that I don't have cancer. Thank you, Lord, that you're watching over my life. Thank you for your son dying on the cross for me. There are so many things to be thankful for. But so many times people complain and murmur and complain about what they don't have instead of thanking God for what they do have. And Job was one of those servants in the Bible where it didn't matter what came up upon him, he still continued to praise God. But there's many people out there that the minute, the first sign of affliction, they give up on God. I lost my job, so I'm not going to go to church. Come on now. I lost my spouse. They died unexpectedly, so I'm not going to go to church. Or my husband or my wife divorced me for no reason. I'm not going to go to church. God doesn't want you to be defeated. Did you hear that? God doesn't want you to be defeated. He did his part by sending his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins, past, present, and future. Why can't we do our part? The Bible says we have to walk by faith and not by sight. So if you're in a moment right now and you're one of those people that are struggling financially, emotionally, physically, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. It's like somebody that's boxing. There's two people that are boxing. One's going to win. The other one's going to lose the fight. But they have to go all through those rounds to endure, to see who has the best stamina, the best endurance. God's looking at us. And he's saying, hey, don't give up. You're halfway there. You're almost there. You're right about to cross the finish line. You didn't come this far to give up. I'm on your side. I'm cheering for you. The angels are cheering for you. Your family, your friends. Now is not the time to give up, my friends. You could have a beautiful blessing around the corner, and you're about to give it all and throw it away. And God's up in heaven looking at you and thinking, if only they would have pressed on a little bit more. If only they would have not given up just one more day to get your blessing. A couple of more weeks to get your blessing. Maybe a month to get your breakthrough. Maybe a year to have that certain situation turn around in your favor. But you're looking at it through the natural eyes. God's going to give us glimpses of our future. He's not going to show us the entire thing. But God knows our end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. So if he knows our future, why can't we put our trust in him, the creator of the universe, the one who knows it all? Isn't that worth saving? Isn't that worth trying? There's a story in the Bible where Ruth lost her husband. And at any moment, it's called the Book of Ruth. At any moment, she could have went back to her family. But she chose to stay with her mother-in-law instead. She said, where you go, I'll go. Your people will become my people. And because of her obedience, because of her sacrifice for not giving up, God blessed her with a man called Boaz. And he was a good man. He was a rich man. And he was able to provide for her. Now imagine if she would have gave up and went back in the opposite direction. She would have never got that blessing of a husband. She would have never got the blessing of provision, of being provided for. Don't give up, my friends. You're halfway there. The Bible says, let go of those things that lie behind. Press on towards the mark, the goal, the prize. Our prize is eternal salvation. Our prize is to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in heaven. Our prize is to receive that crown one day and for God to place it on our heads and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But some of you are going to miss that crown by giving up. Some of you are missing the crown already by not telling others about Jesus Christ. And you're just letting that crown sit there. There's so many in the stories in the Bible where people didn't give up. Daniel. There's a story of Daniel. He got thrown in the lion's den. Now easily those lions could have tore him apart. Could have eaten him up. He could have gave up and said, I give up. I'm thrown in the lion's den. No. But he immediately started praying. And the lions didn't touch him. The lions didn't eat him. He didn't even have one scratch on his body. Isn't that a beautiful story? And that's a true story in the Bible. Don't give up. Don't get defeated. Don't get discouraged. When you go out in a battle, when people are at war, or nations are at war, they fight till the very end. God says to fight the good fight of faith. How do you do that? You put the helmet of salvation on. You put the breastplate of righteousness. You put the belt of peace. The sandals of peace and the belt of truth. And you let God fight your battles. You can start praying, Lord, I don't know this situation. I don't know why these people are attacking me. I don't know why the in-laws, the mother-in-law, son-in-law, whatever it may be, I don't know why they're trying to fight me or trying to falsely accuse me or why my co-workers doing this or strangers are spreading false rumors about me. But I know that you have my back, Lord. I know that you're going to protect me. I know that you're looking out for me. I know that you're going to save me. And I ask you to fight the battle for me. My friends, that's all you need. You just need God to fight the battle. I guarantee you, he wins every time. He has the perfect record. He's undefeated. He's a miracle worker. He's a healer. He's a doctor. He's our provider. He's a deliverer. He's a restorer of families, of marriages, of restoration with friends, with your children, with your parents. Don't give up. Don't give up. God's saying you're almost there. You're almost at that finish line. There are so many in the stories of the Bible where people had affliction. They had trials, tribulation. Where a mother lost her son, but she didn't give up and she prayed. And Jesus came and restored her son and brought him back to life. We have that kind of God. We serve that kind of mighty God. Our God is not small. Our God is not insignificant. He's the God of the impossible. He's the God of second, third, fourth, and fifth chances. Many of you might have been in prison and just got out. Or you might have been a drug addict and you're in rehab. Don't give up. You're almost there. You are not defined by your addiction. You are not defined by being in prison. You are defined by who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says that you are. That you are wonderfully, fearfully made. That you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You are blessed coming in and blessed going out. You are the apple of God's eye. You are His child, His beloved, His betrothed. God loves you unconditionally with an agape love. People can let you down. People can make promises left and right. They can let you down. But when God makes a promise, His promises are yes and amen. People can judge you by your past. Well, I don't think that's a good man because he used to be in prison. I don't think that's a good man because he used to be hooked on drugs. But God doesn't see you like that. God sees you as whole and complete. Because God is perfection. He is love. He is completion. When the devil and the enemy and the people start reminding you of your past, you remind them of God, of the future. God's got my back. I'm victorious. I'm an overcomer. God says He's going to fight all my battles for me. That I'm a child of the Most High God. He loves me. I'm made in His image. I have His DNA. Come on now, I'm preaching. Don't give up, my friends. Don't give up. God loves you so much. I hope this encouraged you today to know that maybe you had a bad day yesterday. And it didn't go so well. But today's a new day. Sorrow endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And God wants to bring you joy. He wants to bring you newness, freshness. Maybe you're struggling with your family right now and things are just falling apart. The Bible says that no three-cord strand is easily broken. Maybe your marriage is falling apart. God says what God has joined together, let no man tear apart. Trust in God. Don't trust in man or woman because they can let you down. They can break their promises. Trust in God. When you put your trust in God, you're guaranteed to know that everything's going to work out in your favor. Because God causes all things to work together for good. Those who are called to His purpose, He works all things out for them. I hope this blessed you today. Once again, my name is Kathy. Thank you for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. Bye-bye.